What's in the news? Have we heard the wake-up call?
He's done. Mission accomplished.
In 3 minutes.
Yep, exactly.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. Just minutes is all it can take for a hacker to invade, steal, and reveal.
The old model of trying to rely on antivirus and firewalls, the bad guys are running circles around that stuff.
Dan Larson is technical director at CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike Falcon deploys in seconds.
The company is one of many investigating cyber attacks. Larson's people looked into the major hack at the Democratic National Committee. He says it had the earmarks of Russian intelligence agencies.
It did a lot of checking to see if a security product was checking it. The time to develop a little piece of code like that, you know, it had to be a well-funded, professional, full-time hacking organization.
CBS's Michelle Miller says they used a method called spear phishing, which is quite common.
A victim receives an email that looks legitimate, but actually contains links to a website designed to steal passwords and other important data.
But it's not just been the DNC. We've seen Colin Powell's emails and Olympic doping records exposed.
The total amount of cyber threat risk, and it's like projected to be above $10 trillion in the next couple of years.
Larson says we all should be paying attention.
I think it's a bit of a wake-up call. I hope when stuff like that gets in the news, people see it as an opportunity to increase their own security.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.